This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 3rd. God's word for you today is When Light Flows, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 43, verse 3, which says, Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. When I call things that be not as though they were, my light flows. Guess what? The things you have in your life now are most likely things you have spoken before. They are just now catching up with you for good or for bad. You have the power to create your destiny. You do. I remember years ago, I was in the north and Pastor Sam was my pastor at the time. I used to have a problem with him because I thought he liked fasting too much. Are we not supposed to enjoy life? How can we be praying and fasting every time? What is wrong with this man? Why is he always fasting? And he does not only fast, he insists on making everyone fast also. If you want to fast, feel free. Go ahead and fast on your own. So one day, I began to say to myself, what if I have ulcer? Is he going to force me to fast? I do not think he will force me to fast. I began to say it to myself over and over again. Soon enough, he called a fast, and true to it, I started feeling ulcer pangs and regurgitate blood in my mouth. The pain was unbearable, but I was happy. I said, now I am going to tell him I have ulcer and show him the blood. I will see if he will force me to fast. How foolish we can be sometimes. I was actually on my way to his house when a conversation started. It must be the Lord that was speaking to me. He said, now you have ulcer. I said, yes. He said, you will not fast. I said, yes, sir. I have a medical condition. This man wants to kill us with fasting, but the fast will come to an end and the ulcer will continue, he said. At that point, I was like, okay, what have I done to myself? I'm very quick to repent. You have to be very quick to repent. Immediately, I repented and turned back. I did not go to Pastor Sam's house again. I said to the Lord, God, please, you need to have mercy on your boy. And I started using the same words to overturn the situation. I started indoors, put my hands on my stomach, and prayed in tongues from morning till evening. I got out of that room totally healed. The ulcer came over a period, but it left instantly. How do I know I am healed? I have fasted and fasted, and I am still fasting. Now, I am the one people are looking at and wondering why does this man like to make them fast so much. God said, let there be light, and there was light. We are his children, and like our Father, when we call into being the things that do not exist, our light shines. Secondly, my light flows when I am engaged in community. As God's church, our light shines corporately when we're engaged in community. Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. The word sharpens in this scripture means there will be conflict, there will be friction. There cannot be sharpening without friction. When there is friction, there is heat. And when there is heat, there will be sparks. And when there are sparks, there will be light. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for sending out your light and your truth to guide me. Help me walk in your light and your truth daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.